Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Five on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got
five. Before we give you the five, I know you're really looking forward to those questions. We have something to give to you.
Look at those low rates.
Later in the show, we're going to give away something. Just keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus Pittsburgh at Wrigley Field Sunday, June 15th. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
Another thing that I was a victim of advertising-wise was back in the day, there was this Black & Decker rotary tool that got advertised on all the football games. And I was like, wow, you can cut a lot of things with this. And I was like, I need one of those. And I was a child. I was like 11. And I'm like, why do I care about this so much? I'm a victim of advertising.
Also, this isn't an ad. This is just a thank you to Shelby Page because we have been provided these beautiful ceramic mugs.
Because somebody stole Ray's mug. And yes. Shelby Page was like, I listen to your show and I make mugs. Would you like some? And we said yes. These are really awesome. And yes. She signed them on the bottom.
She says, thanks so much for making a great show and keeping me entertained while I make pots. Appreciate y'all so much. Enjoy the mugs. We are enjoying the mugs, or we will.
Mine has little flowers on it.
Yes.
And to the listeners, someone stole my Maserati. So if anyone wants to just like, you know, help me out there.
You've been a real wingman lately, Robbie, both to our coworkers on social media and to yourself.
Yeah. So anyone want to give me that Maserati? Right.
If only Robbie could find his Maserati.
And you can check out Shelby Page Ceramics. That's P-A-G-E, in case you were wondering if there's an I, because I was. Shelby Page Ceramics. She's on the gram. So check her out.
I love this. It's so cute.
Check out the work.
Number one.
How big of an indictment on former Bears head coach and defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus is this comment from cornerback Tyreek Stevenson?
How has the entire coaching staff overhaul kind of changed just the vibe and the mood around here?
They real big on the details. Like I've been in a program, you know, Kirby Smart and all that, where the details is the main thing, but I never been where it's like, we're going to go inside that detail and fix that. So I feel like the details that they are trying to put, install in us will help us on the field and kind of off the field with how we process everything.
So that is Bears quarterback Tyreek Stevenson saying the big difference with this current Bears coaching staff is, quote, the details in comparison to the previous staff. Layla, Marshall, your thoughts on that comment?
Layla, listen, you know what he got me? You know what he got me when he said they go inside the details? So here's what I heard. I heard from Tyreek Stevenson, they talked about details before. These guys actually go into the details and correct when the details are wrong. Is that, did I take that wrongly?
Exactly. Okay. So remember how we would hear the word accountability said in press conferences, and we didn't really understand how it was being used in sentences. And I'm like, is accountability in the room with you? Blink twice. Like, you didn't really know if I believe the word is being inculcated, like where you're not only applying, you're absorbing and then showing you've absorbed the information. And I know that we had some fun with Tyreek Stevens and saying he had moved on from the Fail Mary earlier. But in this case, when you consider that he talked about the details and then mentioned his college team when he's not played for many teams, that really says more about the one now, doesn't it?
It does. Sorry, I got super distracted, as you will too, because we got some big breaking news. According to Jesse Rogers. So, yeah, turn that music down just a little bit. Breaking, Layla's face says it all. Breaking news on The Score, brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
The White Sox announced, per Jesse Rogers, that they have entered into a long-term investment agreement with billionaire Justin Ishbia. Quote, the agreement provides that from 2029 to 2033, Reinsdorf will have the option to sell the controlling interest to Ishbia after the 2034 season. This continues in another tweet. Ishbia will have the option to acquire the controlling interest. In the event of any such future transaction, all limited partners of the White Sox would have the opportunity to sell to Ishbia at that time. So we now have a publicized, at least per Jesse Rogers, succession plan when it comes to ownership of the White Sox. Something we had suspected was the case when Ishbia originally decided to pull out of his interest with the Minnesota Twins to buy more shares of the team. And now we're seeing what that intent was really behind. We also saw Justin Ishbia randomly at the Cubs game last week.
Yes. And you were like, why is he at the Cubs game? Because I thought the White Sox were the team that he was interested in. And now we're finding out that indeed is still the case.
You can also go to baseball games.
Chris Emma tweeted out this quote from Jerry Reinsdorf after announcing that deal with Justin Ishbia. Having the incredible opportunity to own the Chicago White Sox and be part of Major League Baseball for nearly 50 years has been a life-changing experience. I have always expressed my intent to operate the White Sox as long as I am able and remain committed to returning this franchise to the level of on-field success we all expect and desire.
Chuck Garfine of CHSN, the longtime White Sox pre- and post-game host, as we know, also posting pictures of the announcement that appears to be official language from the White Sox, that being Chuck's relationship, so that's where I assume that comes from. And he summarizes it as saying this: Jerry Reinsdorf and Justin Ishbia have an agreement that establishes a framework for Ishbia to obtain a future controlling interest in the White Sox. I said succession plan. Either way you look at it, I think what many of us suspected whenever he decided to buy those shares and what was the decision process when he decided to not have as many with the Twins is happening right now.
Yeah, and we were kind of pushed. There was pushback from, I believe, the Reinsdorf camp on that wasn't the intent.
Or at least some sort of effort to clarify.
Right. That he was still going to have the controlling interest. But this is the big one right here, because he's saying the controlling interest now. There's an option for Ishbia to get in on that.
And our friend James Fegan notes this: no transition will occur before 2029.
Yeah, that's when it starts. The window is from 2029 again to 2023 that Reinsdorf will have the option to sell the controlling interest to Ishbia. After the 2034 season, Ishbia once again will have the option to acquire the controlling interest. So that's how that will go. And so you get to 2034 and Ishbia can just say, okay, it's time.
And now we have some more information as well. Like, for example, Fegan posting a picture of an announcement. It also says, until such time, the Reinsdorf family will continue to own the controlling interest in the White Sox. Reinsdorf, chairman of the White Sox since purchasing the franchise in 1981, remains the sole day-to-day decision maker for the club.
Also, in addition to Justin Ishbia, his brother Matt Ishbia, father Jeff Ishbia, will also be significant investors. There is no assurance that any such future transaction will occur, and in no event will such a transaction take place before 2029. So it's a plan, But it's not guaranteed to happen unless we get to 2034 and Ishbia says, I want in.
Now I'm really mad I didn't ask Justin Ishbia, are you buying the White
Sox? He was kind of far away, and he also had a little girl on his shoulders.
Yeah, what appeared to be his child. Yes. Sir, I know you're trying to enjoy a game with your child, but what about the White Sox?
Like, I know we're at Wrigley Field right now, but what about guaranteed rate? What about Danks?
What about, yes. See, that's really what this all comes back to. Is somebody going to ask him that? I feel like somebody should ask him.
What about Danks?
Yes. 630, I'm sorry. Texter, damn it. I thought the Cubs were acquiring a starting pitcher.
What about Danks?
I mean, you can put it out there.
309, hope I'm still alive in 2034 so I can return to being a White Sox fan. I quit after the La Russa circus and firing of Jason Benetti. Hate Reinsdorf with a passion.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about this? It's like the news is out there. This is good. There's a good transition plan, but that plan's not for a little bit. And we don't know exactly during that little bit.
When I first heard the news, I assumed that this is something that would happen. But that was an assumption by me. This is now information. I think all the people who talked about what Matt has done with the Suns are valid in pointing that out and understanding the trajectory of that franchise right now. I do think that at some point you knew that Jerry Reinsdorf was going to do something different with the team as far as ownership was concerned. Unlike the Bulls, where Michael, you know, is in charge of the Bulls. I feel like in this case, a pathway to a new process and a new ownership, I hope, means more money for the team overall. I definitely hope that is the case for what we're going to see on the field. I wonder how much this combines with the news of what we have reported, Lawrence Holmes doing that, as well as NBC Chicago, that CHSN is going to get carriage on Comcast. I find the timing of those two things very interesting.
I feel like they could be related, but also I feel like the NBA on NBC part of this, to not have NBA in a market such as Chicago, plays some type of around the way role in this as well. I mean, there's a lot of different moving parts. I want to go back to the back of Reinsdorf's quote. I have always expressed my intent to operate the White Sox as long as I am able and remain committed to returning this franchise to the level of on-field success we all expect and desire. And I just wonder if his expectations and desires are the same as the fan base, because they don't seem to have been in lockstep in recent years.
And I will say, Jerry Reinsdorf may be 89, but I don't have concern regarding current cognitive anything with
him. No.
I think the guy still has his fastball.
Yeah, it's Nolan Ryan's levels of fastball as we age, if you will.
And I'm not just saying that because I used to work for NBC Sports Chicago. Just genuinely saying that out of observation. And having like even passed him on the street a year ago, where dude seemed fine, you know? I don't know that any of that's health related or anything. I think he probably just understood that he had to have a plan in place at some point. We suspected that there was a plan in place, and now they have publicized it.
If you're just now tuning in, yes, this is the spot where you're used to hearing Five on it, but we have breaking news here as the White Sox, they announce a long-term ownership investment agreement between Jerry Reinsdorf and Justin Ishbia. Again, Ishbia will make capital infusions into the White Sox as a limited partner in 2025 and 2026 that will be used to pay down existing debt and support ongoing team operations. And this agreement provides that from 2029 to 2033, so that's 4 years from now is the opening of this window, Reinsdorf will have the option to sell the controlling interest to Ishbia. After the 2034 season, Ishbia will have the option to acquire the controlling interest.
Also, when you consider how long Jerry Reinsdorf has owned the Sox and what it has meant to him to be the owner of the White Sox, I would understand that that would take some time.
Yeah.
Something that means something to him. And if it took a few months to get him from point A to B when it came to what it meant for Justin Ishbia to initially purchase shares that we talked about, the minority ownership shares, and then to increase that stake, and then now to have this be the next step, I get that.
This all makes sense to me. And if you're a White Sox fan, this has to be some good news, because you were wondering, well, when is Jerry going to sell the team? Is Jerry going to sell the team? Would you have to wait until death, really, to see a change in ownership. But this is a clear outline of a plan in which Jerry Reinsdorf will be moving the White Sox under the guise and ownership to Justin Ishbia.
The point also that you make about debt, like that you read in that statement, I think that's, they're noting that for a big reason. And I think they're also letting people know that there is a monetary piece to this that will immediately affect the team. Like, that's good information. That's solid as far as understanding how this could help them in the future and even now.
Well, I would say it's not even about the future. It's as far as down the road. This is immediate future, because if you're paying down existing debt, supporting ongoing team operations, could we see the salaries swell? Could there be more investment? Listen, I don't know a lot about Justin Ishbia as far as sports goes, but I know a little bit about Matt Ishbia, and he's one of the guys involved in this along with their father, Jeff. They like to make things happen and quickly, maybe a little too quickly in some cases. I'm looking at you, Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury.
Right.
But at least there is a want to there.
I think the fact that also there is action behind the want to, and there's effort and some sort of, we're going to change how this goes, that is a big piece of it. Another notable part about at least the Phoenix Suns ownership is when we're talking about the CHSN discussion, one of the things that they did in Phoenix was they made the games, a certain amount of NBA games for the Suns, available over the air. And that's been a common practice for a lot of NBA teams recently, even in bigger markets, for example, where some of these games are available on traditional TV where you don't have to have cable. And the ratings skyrocketed for those games. And that turns into reinvestment in your team on the part of the fans. So the access and at least the CHSN piece of this also being now reportedly distributed on Comcast, I think that that's big for this as well.
That's why I said I think this could all be related to not only where the Bulls are, obviously the Blackhawks, and of course the team that's in season right now, the White Sox, to what you just mentioned. After the purchase of the Suns, the Ishbias, they said, okay, this regional model's not working. They went to an independent station, Arizona's Family in Phoenix, 70 games over the air. That's where you find their games, over the air.
If only we knew of a team or two or three that did that whole independent station thing.
Are you taking us back to the Superstation era?
I mean, that's where I first started watching Cubs games here and there and Braves.
Yeah, WTBS, WGN, and of course, I watched a lot of Mets games on WOR growing up.
And access was kind of how you determined fandom at times. But I think in this case, when it comes to this piece of news, we did a lot of the emotional reacting to this when it first happened. Like, I remember walking on a Saturday and listening to Inside the Clubhouse and being stopped in my tracks because I was hearing what Bruce Levine had to say. In fact, I know we've got Megan Montemurro coming up next segment, and that was pre-planned, but I know Bruce has been involved in this reporting, and so has John Greenberg, by the way, of The Athletic. That's something where he also discussed this and was one of the first people to do so, because he was part of the initial news that broke. We've been mentally and emotionally reacting to this for a long time already.
Yeah, I think we were mentally prepared for something to be announced at some point, and hopefully we can get someone maybe in that 12:45 slot to talk about this further. But this is big news, Layla, and I think it's a step in the right direction for the fan base, for the city, to understand what might happen going forward with the Chicago White Sox.
Yes, and you know, Matt Spiegel always uses the phrase, like, billionaire hobbyist. You want the billionaire hobbyist to buy your team as a hobby. I don't necessarily know if, you know, we'll see how much the hobbyist plays into this, but either way, this is billionaire ownership known to make things happen already in the family's previous arms of their franchises. So this is big news for sure. Okay, we are going to go to Bruce Levine next.
Yeah, so that'll be after the break. We're going to take a time out, but Bruce Levine will visit with us to discuss this big ownership transfer, this agreement that's been made between Justin Ishbia and, of course, Jerry Reinsdorf as he looks to part ways over time with the Chicago White Sox.
Yes, that's right. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. More on this developing story next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
And I think the important thing to fans is while they want you to win championships, they want to know that when you get down to the last month of the season, you still have a shot. You're still playing meaningful games. If you can do that consistently, you'll make your fans happy.
Man, would you. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score, and we play that music after Jerry Reinsdorf speaking because our colleague at 670 The Score, who's also been big in reporting on this news, is now joining us for the breaking news that we had earlier. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. An apparent succession plan is in place regarding control of the White Sox. Jerry Reinsdorf and Justin Ishbia will follow. For more, we bring on our friend Bruce Levine. Bruce, the host of Inside the Clubhouse, baseball reporter here on The Score. Hey, Bruce, thanks for getting to us so quickly.
Yeah, appreciate it. Now, can we fast forward to 2029 and then maybe we can just do this again? But yeah, it's really big news. Obviously, I've been watching this. A lot of people have been watching this for a long time with the infusion of the family that is, you know, the Ishbia family and their interest in the White Sox. But this is nothing new. The Ishbias have been involved with the White Sox for a number of years, and we're involved in helping both Jerry's sons help acquire some of the limited partnerships back 2 or 3 years ago when those sold to both the brothers. So with that in mind, this is just a more formal way of saying that there is a announcement and there is an investment agreement for ownership to move on in, you know, roughly four or five years.
I want to know how you read the statement, Bruce, and when they talk about certain elements of this, specifically that there'll be limited partners in 2025 now and 2026, and that will be used to pay down existing debt and support ongoing team operations. What did you take that to mean?
That means that Ishbia is a part of helping replenish this team as far as the economics go, and be a part of the future of finding a ballpark and a place for the White Sox to play after they leave the rate here. I think that's probably the number one thing that I take from this, and that, you know, moving forward as an owner that's a part of this team, that he will take more of a position of being the face of the White Sox moving forward and acquiring a new ballpark. I think that is the number one goal of the Reinsdorf family in Ishbia, is to find a new home for the White Sox and to hopefully find it in Chicago. It's not a guarantee it will be in Chicago, but it can be. Again, this story will keep moving forward with the one about acquiring a new ballpark. So they're hand in hand. People should not mistake it for anything else. This is an equity partner who is looking to the future, and the future of the White Sox being in a different ballpark.
I understand you saying, Bruce, that the real estate piece is very big in this. I also know that a few days ago, we just had the news about the Chicago Fire wanting to build a $650 million soccer-only facility on the 78. We know that the White Sox first talked about that property as well. We know Jerry Reinsdorf liked the concept because of a lot of the infrastructure that was already in place. And what we're hearing is, based on the size of that expected stadium, depending on how you look at it, there might be room for a ballpark as well. Do you think the 78 is still in play based on what you're hearing about all this news?
I think it definitely could be. Again, Ishbia's money, you know, going toward the future. You're not buying a team just to keep it here at this ballpark. And the Southside ballpark here is a fine ballpark. It has been for 30 years. Every team other than the Red Sox, the Yankees, and the Dodgers, maybe one other team, gets a new ballpark every 30 years. This has been over 30 years, and the White Sox and the people that run it feel that it's time to move it somewhere else and find new ways of monetizing this franchise. The best ways to get a ballpark. Now, the city of Chicago and the taxpayers of Illinois going to have something to say about it. But, you know, the Ishbia influx of new money might change the equation for everybody.
This is Score Baseball Insider Bruce Levine joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. I also think one of the big pieces of the release that came out, Bruce, regarding Justin Ishbia taking over the debt piece of the White Sox, first thing I thought was, well, how much debt are we talking about? You know, what is the amount that's significant enough? I appreciate the transparency and the information in the release, but that did make me wonder.
Well, you know, are you asking the purchase price or what Ishbia is helping them pay off?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question. I think it's not just logistically, which one is it, but also...
Well, they don't have a ballpark to pay off here. So they don't own any of this ballpark, and they never had.
Right.
It's a state facility. So whatever debt they've incurred, you know, over the past few years from not drawing enough fans, a new TV station, a new TV deal... that's unclear at this point. What's clear moving forward is that Ishbia is going to be paying the Reinsdorf family, if and when this purchase is finalized, you know, somewhere in the area of $2 billion. And that's the going rate for the Chicago White Sox today. And I think that'll probably be something that is already in writing and in agreement with the Ishbia family and the Reinsdorf ownership. I think that's in place. We'll find out eventually what that price is. But the question is, you know, good ones by you guys. But the question is it a $2 billion deal that's in writing right now? You know, does, you know, the Reinsdorf family, how much of that do they own? Ishbia, in this statement, it says can buy up some more of those limited partners that still have equity in the White Sox. So there's a lot of big pieces of this story that will still be reported on, and I think we're talking about a lot of them right now.
I'm just curious if there's any connection here. I mean, we got a lot of news breaking this week. You talk about the soccer piece of it that Layla just mentioned with the Chicago Fire, and then also the reports about CHSN now being added to Comcast and adding a million viewers. Is it? Do you see any relationship between this announcement and that news that's coming out?
Well, I see a relationship where, you know, hopefully White Sox fans will be more excited about the future of the White Sox and what it means, and that they're going to pay more attention to the team until the team gets better than what it is right now. It's not going to have a huge impact. You know, the million viewers on Comcast, you know, hopefully a lot of them will start watching the White Sox, but that's unknown right now because of the new tier that they have to pay on. But from the perspective of two good announcements in a row, you know, that the White Sox are available on cable via Xfinity now throughout Chicagoland, and fact that there'll be a new owner. Yeah, I see a connection in the two. I think the White Sox, Bulls, and Hawks all need a feel good, and you know, this is a step forward, I think, for both ends. Is it connected totally? I'm not sure about that, but the feel good for the White Sox and moving forward here, I think you're gonna feel that for a long time now.
We're talking about patience with Bruce Levine, Score Baseball Insider.
No one has patience for me, Mark.
No, I got patience. I got plenty of patience. Oh. I need you on this wall. I want you on this wall so you can give us your insight, specifically going back to the part about support ongoing team operations. That was part of the press release, right? And you're talking about the search for a new ballpark. I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, could this mean more infusion of money into the actual budget of the baseball team itself well before 2029 and 2033? How much do you think the Ishbia is? Because we don't have the full picture because this is Justin Ishbia, not Matt Ishbia, but Matt Ishbia, along with their father, Jeffrey, are listed in the press release as being, quote-unquote, significant investors. So I'm wondering, could this expedite the return of the Chicago White Sox to maybe being a competitive baseball team and maybe having more of a big market approach into how they go and build said baseball team, knowing that Andrew Benintendi is the largest free agent signing they've ever had?
It's a great question. I think the answer probably will be yes.
Good.
Right now, you know, the baseball people that run the team for Jerry Reinsdorf understand that there's no money to put into the team as of today before this announcement. So projecting where those monies go and how it's read in this statement that went out, I would say the answer to that in the future is yes. There's no way any franchise like the White Sox or any franchise that has bottomed out with talent that the White Sox have can go on and win championships and be competitive without growing a great minor league system, but B, also investing in free agents, trading for other players that make money. There's no way that can be done. So I think this certainly will escalate the ability for the White Sox to spend money on players who are already making money and will make more money in the future. So it's a great question.
Talking to Bruce Levine, our Inside the Clubhouse host and Baseball Insider here on The Score, about the news about the Ishbia family and the succession plan that is now in place for Jerry Reinsdorf to cede the team to Justin Ishbia in the future. And I think one of the other questions is as we talked about this from an emotional standpoint, Bruce, you know, everybody reacted to this emotionally when the news first came out a few months ago regarding Ishbia taking his interest out of the Twins and then putting more of his interest into the Sox financially. At that point, it was acquiring more minority shares. You were one of the people to make sure that that was clarified. What do you think changed between then and now as far as leading up to this point of more ownership being involved?
I don't think anything's changed. They just decided to announce it now. I think that this agreement's been in place for a while. Okay, and if you read it through like you both have and internalize it, you realize this is a 10-year option here involved when Jerry, and most of it is predicated on Jerry's physical and mental health, how long he and his family wish him to be the owner and the only voice of what occurs with the Chicago White Sox. So this is a family plan for succeeding Jerry as the main voice. And you know, it's been known all along that Jerry's wishes and the family's wishes were that when Jerry could no longer physically, mentally, or either one handle or run the team, that the team would be sold. And this is right in place as to how that's going to be done. Nothing new as far as what they've been planning, but new as far as the announcement that this is official right now.
Well, and, you know, Bruce, when it comes to the White Sox, big announcements are not traditionally what happens. You know, we even joke about, I think, with Ozzie Guillen Jr. about how his dad was traded, for example. Like, that's not just something that happens all the time. Like, Robin Ventura, as we know, they've made a few different decisions when it comes to managerial announcements recently. But culturally, from a Sox standpoint, this is about as big of an announcement as we get.
Yeah, no, there's no question. And a part of it is very political. It's, hey, we're bringing in somebody to help us capital, you know, bring in new capital to the team, infusion of more money, and eventually a new face, okay? So the concentration on you, me, and everybody else is there will be another, a new face running the Chicago White Sox within the next 6, 7, 8 years. And that face is Mr. Ishbia. And the influx of a new owner with money and not wanting to stand still is going to be, hopefully, we're going to spend money, we're going to win on the South Side, we're going to give you a new ballpark, and we're going to compete in the city for the baseball attention going forward. I think it's exciting news, and I think it's huge news and something that should be talked about, will be talked about for a long time.
Bruce, we thank you so much for joining us. This is Bruce Levine, our baseball analyst, host of Inside the Clubhouse on 670 The Score, reported on the White Sox for many years. Thank you so much for joining us for this breaking news.
My pleasure.
Thanks,
good
Bruce.
News for everybody.
Amen. Bruce Levine, thanks for joining us again. Bruce was on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Do we still want to talk about the NBA Finals next?
No, I think we want to take calls.
Do we have some calls? All right, let's do it. 312-644-6767. We've gotten a lot of comments here on the Twitch chat. Thanks for joining us on Twitch. We've gotten a lot of comments also on our text line. Our Twitch chat, in case you need to know, is twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. You can text us as well. And again, that number, 312-644-6767. And like I said to Bruce, this is about as big of an announcement, I think, as we can get. And in that, the details are here. A succession plan has been created for ownership of the Chicago White Sox. This is Rahimi and Harris. You got the score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
You wouldn't do that kind of investment if you didn't ultimately want to gain control of the club. Jerry Reinsdorf has made it clear that at some point he wants to sell it. How that process works is the big question that nobody can seem to answer right now.
That was Maury Brown. He's, of course, a noted baseball insider. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score, and we are following the breaking news. The White Sox have created a succession plan that they have announced, stating that Justin Ishbia, who bought minority shares of the team a few months ago, is now going to take over for Jerry Reinsdorf beginning in 2029.
The Pope got this done. I'm convinced of it. 708 on the text line, just loving the thought that Pope Leo's phone is blowing up with White Sox alerts and he's texting friends in a Sox group. It's possible.
Did somebody make a call from the Vatican?
Listen, like, Jerry, it's time. It's time.
Well, and also, one of the texters that we got, we are taking calls on this. We are taking texts. We are taking Twitch chats. The number, as you know, 312-644-6767. We appreciate all the interaction. It is twitch.tv/670thescore. But also people just wanting to make sure Jerry's okay. Like 708 said, here's hoping Jerry Reinsdorf's health holds up during this entire transition. And I hope so too. That's ideal. You know, you want him to enjoy whatever retirement from this also that he can. He's 89 years old right now.
He's been a steward of this team for so long. And, you know, he mentioned even in his press release that, you know, he's been in baseball for nearly 50 years. And the team did win a championship under his watch. There have been more tumultuous times since then. But listen, I think this is great news for anyone who wished that the White Sox would start acting like a big market team because they play in the third largest market in the country. You're getting new money, and it ain't old money, but it's new money, and it's a lot of it when you talk about the Ishbias.
Yes, who are out and about in the community, as we've seen as well. Let's go to the phones. We have a lot of calls on this. Where should we start? How about JP and Addison?
Yep.
JP and Addison, you're on with Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm just really curious. Did the Reinsdorf reach out to them when they were in the process of trying to bind the Twins and like, hey, you know what? We have something a little closer to home for you. Yeah. That and the Pope. You know, it was definitely the Pope.
Yeah.
When in doubt, Pope.
My tongue is pressed firmly against my cheek when I say this, but the Pope. Yeah, like that's a thing. It's a belief system now for a lot of Sox fans who would take anything to save them from what we've witnessed over the last season and a half.
And JP, just in case you want to know, there is some reading, of course, that you can do previous to what has happened today. We had Bruce Levine on earlier, the last segment, talking about the process in place that led to this. But this was initially reported that Justin Ishbia was going to buy more minority shares of the White Sox a couple months ago, and that he was pulling out of his interest with the Twins. So if you want, you can go back to John Greenberg's story, for example, with The Athletic, the reporting that Bruce has done, the reporting that other White Sox and other reporters in the city have done, leading to this point where Bruce told us this was essentially formality, this announcement. But knowing what I know about the White Sox and how they don't make huge announcements, like, for example, Ozzie Guillen wasn't fired, he was traded, as we talked about in the last segment. Robin Ventura's contract lapsed. They don't do a lot of firings. Rick Renteria was rare. Tony La Russa left for health reasons. You know, they've now hired Will Venable. We know Pedro Grifol was fired, but the point here is, culturally, It's significant that they made this announcement in this way.
It's a grand announcement, but also I think the light at the end of the tunnel for people who wanted to see what would happen next when Reinsdorf left. There's a lot of questions we don't have answered in terms of what will they do about their ballpark situation.
Right, and that was something that Bruce addressed as well, because we know that there is going to be a soccer stadium built on the 78, according to the Chicago Fire a few days ago. Let's continue with the phones and our callers, 312-644-6767. We got to talk to the man. Mario in Hyde Park is on with Rahimi and Harris.
Hey, what's up, Marshall Harris? Hello,
what's up,
Rahimi?
Hi, Mario.
I'm a White Sox fan. I should probably have my head examined for still being a White Sox fan, but I am. And I'm having a real hard time. First of all, I'm sorry. This is so, so White Sox. Sell the team. Why do you have to wait until 2029 to do anything? Sell it. Sell it so it can get better. It's getting watchable, but it isn't getting better. They've lost 221 games the past two seasons. They've only won, 21 games this season? And if you're selling it to Ishbia, who has all the money he could ever want in his life, how about not move the team, but do something with those 70 acres of parking you got and develop Bridgeport? Make your stadium across from the current stadium. How about fixing something you've wronged yourself with since you owned the team and actually put some investment into that neighborhood? Scattering this nonsense over years? Dude, nothing is guaranteed to anyone. But the idea that I, as a White Sox fan, have to wait until it's convenient health-wise, money-wise, or business-wise to do something that should have been done a long time ago. Sell the damn team. Sell it. Keeping it does not keep me happy. Sell it. So if you're going to do this with Ishbia and he has money to invest, there's no reason to leave Chicago. There's no reason to not redevelop. I'm sorry, you can't redevelop something you never developed. There's no reason to not develop that neighborhood. There's no reason to actually do something with 70 acres of parking that I don't care if the Savannah Bananas play there every day. You still won't get people to fill the parking lot up. Sell the team. Sell it now.
I appreciate you invoking the Savannah Bananas, and Mario, we really appreciate your phone call. And
Mario.
He has a point.
He always does.
But unfortunately, it's still Jerry Reinsdorf's team, so he could do as he likes, because that's how ownership works when you talk about professional sports.
I think this is the closest we're going to get to sell the team.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say in so many words, is that I think Jerry and the White Sox don't do big wholesale changes like we've seen. So I think in so many words, this announcement is telling you he's selling the team. The fact that they're telling you it's happening in 2029, that's the big piece of this. And you're right. When does that money start to come in? How does that transition work? What are the details? Hopefully we see some evidence of that earlier than that time.
The optimist in me believes the money is already rolling in. As given in the PR release, the 25 and 26, I just don't know if that money's going to the right place in terms of infrastructure for your minor leagues and also major league budget.
I know we've got a lot more calls. I'm sorry we couldn't get to them all because this is breaking news, but we also have a big name guest coming up next, Mark Schlereth, who we know, of course, not just from his work in the NFL and his work on Fox Broadcast, but also his work with one Danny Parkins. There's a lot to discuss with Mark Schlereth, but please keep letting us know. I know the afternoon show is going to take calls on this as well. The breaking news, the White Sox have a succession plan when it comes to team ownership. Justin Ishbia in 2029 is the latest press release. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.